December 6th marks Finland's declaration of independence from Russia in 1917. It's a holiday that we also celebrate here in the Northwoods because of how much Finnish heritage we have. Between 1870 and 1930, most Finns migrating to the U.S. landed in an area known as the Finnhook, which includes northeastern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the upper peninsula of Michigan. Today, the Finnhook has the highest population of Americans of Finnish ancestry of any region in the U.S. Ponzi is a company that manufactures and markets a range of forestry vehicles and machinery. It was originally started in rural Finland, but their North American headquarters has been right here in Rhinelander since 1997. Last Thursday, they celebrated the Finnish Independence Day with a traditional meal on site.
Here's the pot. Where are them guys?
A group from Knox Creek Heritage Center in Brantwood showed up at 7:30 in the morning to start cooking.
What, you gotta put it in now?
I gotta put the carrots in and rutabaga.
Kevin Wallerman was the head chef.
The entire menu consists of the moyaka. That's the beef stew that we're cooking outside. We've got homemade Finnish flatbread. And then we have creamy rice with some fruit sauces. We've got a raisin sauce and a blueberry sauce.
It was a chilly December day in Rhinelander, but they cooked the traditional Finnish beef stew outside.
We do it because it's tradition to do it outside in a great big cast iron pot over a wood fire.
Moika is one of those recipes that differs from kitchen to kitchen, and recipes are often passed down for generations. Sometimes it's made with fish as opposed to beef. Kevin Wallerman says employees from Ponzi have come to their events at the Knox Creek Heritage Center in Brantwood in the past, so he was happy to come to Ponzi and return the favor.
I like this part, celebrating my heritage also. I am 51% Finn, and both my grandparents came from Finland and settled in the Brantwood area. And so my mom is 100% first-generation Finnish-American.
Like Kevin Wallerman, Ponzi North America president Pekka Ruskanen says it's important to celebrate the Finnish Independence Day because many of the workers at Ponzi have Finnish heritage.
So maybe grandpa or great-grandpa came over and have been independent now 101 years. So it's a big thing for all the Finnish people.
Ruskanen says there are a lot of geographic similarities between Finland and northern Wisconsin.
Not the forest is not the same, but the lakes and fishing and hunting and that kind of stuff is very similar.
The difference between the two? The quality of timber.
Timber is much nicer in Finland than here. It's true.
They don't eat traditional Finnish food and celebrate Finland's independence from Russia every day at Ponzi. But part of working at Ponzi for many includes the opportunity to go to Finland and other countries for work. Bart Tagen has traveled to Finland 4 times since starting work at Ponzi, and he says he feels it's a unique opportunity.
Traveling to Finland is, in a way, a small vacation because once you get there, we're treated very well, and we have a lot of coworkers there. I do some things with people that I know they're like on the side or have dinner with their families, and not in my wildest dream did I ever expect that I would have a job where I could travel internationally based in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Raya Hutinen is a business controller at Ponzi.
It's a fancy word, but means I try to help everybody in the company.
Hutinen moved to Rhinelander for a job with Ponzi in 2002, but he grew up in Finland.
I'm from Kuopio, that is in the southeastern part of the country, and it's not far from where Ponzi is located. So I kind of came back to my roots. I was born and grown on a farm, so logging was very close to my heart. My wife said that we traveled half the world and we come to the same place as where we left from.
Something Hutinen likes about working at Ponzi is the work-life balance, something that comes with many jobs here in the Northwoods.
People like the nature. They like to go out. They like to go walking and hiking, and people go hunting and fishing. And this kind of logging industry, you are kind of enjoying. You work with the loggers in the woods and you meet them in there. So this kind of helps. You don't need even you are working all the time when you work, because you do something what you love.
Hutinen says he likes how many Finns live in the Northwoods. Since moving to Rhinelander, he has done some genealogy studies, and he found out that he even has some relatives here, making the Northwoods feel even more like home.
And that is exciting. It makes me feel more connected. We hope we have been bringing here the same things as the early Finnish settlers did. I have the same feeling still in here like I would have back in Finland. There are the same things like this sisu, this perseverance, and standing behind your word. What you promise, you will deliver.
Raya Hutinen is a Finnish-American who lives in Rhinelander and works at Ponzi North America. He's one of the many people we spoke to on Finland's Independence Day last Thursday. This story is part of our Wheel of a Peer series. It's funded in part with a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the State of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and you're listening to WXPR News.